This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Muddlehauser, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory.
In this episode, I continue a conversation I had with Megan about her journey to learning and teaching natural history.
I'm Megan McCosker, and I live in Bar Harbor, Maine, and I am a teacher with lots of different kinds of experience, but one of the great joys of my life has been being a natural history teacher at Maine Coast Semester at Chewonky for the last 5 years.
Yeah, so while I was in college, I also became a guide. So I started doing whale watches, right? And so whale watches are essentially categorized as informal education. And infamously, Bob Bowman ran like 9-hour whale watches out of Northeast Harbor in the 70s and 80s. And, you know, it was very comprehensive and covered whales and birds, you know, osprey nests, guillemots, like just it was hugely informative and a lot of fun. And subsequently, I spent a lot of time doing whale watches. And I also spent, after working at Mount Desert Rock and getting proficient at driving a Zodiac under adverse conditions, I ended up, along with other Seaway folks, working in Antarctica on these sort of 2 to 3 week trips. And there you're an educator. That was my job, whether you're educating folks when you're driving around looking for penguins or leopard seals or giving lectures or giving short humorous anecdotes after dinner. So the world of informal education was very familiar to me. And to be honest, my former husband and I, we really wanted to have children, and that's not compatible with working offshore for months on end. And after a spell of not working and having young children at home, I was kind of like, well, what am I supposed to do with a career that integrates all these things that I'm interested in? And I did become a card-carrying teacher through a great program at University of Maine. And while I was a middle school teacher, I tried to integrate natural history. So with 7th and 8th graders in Bar Harbor, we were looking at, for instance, stream salamanders in collaboration with a COA student. And so I had the kids out there censusing salamanders, censusing redbacks. There's a huge redback salamanders evidently don't mind Norway maples because the area around Norway maples is chock-a-block with red ants and redback salamanders. So as much as possible in the life science from middle school, I integrated these sort of natural history kind of studies, which again, weren't about manipulating things, but about observing them. And then when I moved to the high school, I ended up in computer science because that's what they needed. But in 2019, I started a job at Maine Coast Semester at Chewonky, which is a high school academic program for high school juniors, where our one science, I mean, they take AP history and whatever math they're qualified for instance, AP calculus, but our science class is very deliberately natural history. And I actually changed the name to Natural History and Ecology of the Maine Coast. And there, I mean, I feel like, and students would tell me this, they said, we're sitting in seaweed, learning about seaweed. If I was back at my sending school, we would be looking at pictures in a book or looking at a slideshow about seaweed. So we prioritize in every ecosystem that we visit to be in the ecosystem, to be doing a project or collecting data or really observing and asking questions of this environment. But in every case, as much as possible, the students are outside and in the environment.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Muddlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.